Yirmiyah Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tes L'Nishmas B'Tzal Lo Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an explanation through Mishalim of the terrible behavior of the Jewish people and how the punishment has become absolutely necessary and unavoidable. HaAyit Savua Nachalosi Li. So continuing the awful mashal for Klal Yisrael, who has become a defiant lion roaring at God, trying to drive Hashem out of our lives, mockery of Hashem's name. Rabbi Breuer says that they think they can eliminate God and His Almighty Will from their lives, but that they can bend God to their own will by practicing a temple cult that has become a farce. Do they not understand that mockery of God's holy name can serve only to incur them God's holy wrath, His righteous wrath against us? So now we're compared to a terrible bird, the vulture. Is my inheritance to me like the vultures, a bloodied vulture, a speckled bird of prey, stained with blood that other birds gather around, Rashi says. A dyed vulture, tzavua, seba, color. Ha'ayit saviva leha. Are there other vultures surrounding her? So all of the lands around Eretz Yisrael are vultures, as we have seen in our own lives many times. Just waiting to pounce. But now Klal Yisrael herself acts like a vulture. We want to be like everybody else, right? Are these armies like birds with swift troops around? Rashi says it's a military metaphor, it can be. So is this what Hashem wants us to be, vultures? Even today, the vulture is a bird of disdain. L'chu isfu chal chayas ha-sada. He saw you la'achla. Go gather all the beasts of the field. Come to eat. After the vultures gorge themselves on our corpses, then bring the animals to devour whatever remains. The birds usually see it first because they're flying above, so they can, with their great eyesight, they can see where there is food. Wallowing through the blood of a carcass, says Rav Yosef Kara. Just a terrible concept. Gather the nations, tell them they can consume Klal Yisrael now. Yud Roim Rabim Shichasu Karmi. And remember, the glory of the Beis HaMikdash, for such a thing to be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gathering and saying, come, beasts of the field, come and feed, a rare treat awaits you, says Rabbi Breuer. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. Sheep have nothing to do in a vineyard. If you let the sheep into the vineyard, you absolutely ruin everything. All the crops that were for humanity, they destroyed the vines. Roim rabim shichasu karmi. Terrible. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. Bosesu es chelkasi. They have trampled my field. Boses. Nasnu es chelkas chemdasi lemidbar shemama. They have made my delightful field into a desert waste. The opposite of what we like to say, that Klal Yisrael makes the desert bloom. A big part of Zionism, making the desert bloom, which is something that the Arab nations around do nothing of the kind. You know, and Abu Dhabi and the Arab Emirates, maybe they build giant towers and skyscrapers, but did they make the deserts bloom? They do not. Yir Aleph Shama Lishmama. He has made it a waste. I'm sorry, Sama Lishmama. He, so it's they, and then he, whether it's one enemy or many, he has turned it into a waste. Of La Alai Shemema. The wasted one, the Shemema, Avla, is in mourning in front of me. Alai, right in front of me. The wasted one is in mourning. Noshama Kol Ha'aretz Ki Ein Ish Sam Al Lev. The entire land is laid waste because no one puts it in his heart. No one takes it to heart. So the he, in this case, says Radak, is Nebuchadnezzar. He wasn't mentioned before, but he was the head of all those shepherds who destroyed everything. He made everything into a waste. Klal Yisrael is in Eicha. Klal Yisrael is in mourning. Nobody takes it to heart anyway. Why? They didn't accept as Mezuzah David. They didn't accept Musar. They didn't do tshuva. Yudbezal, kol Shifayim Bamidbar, on all the rivulets, all the little streams of water in the pasture land. Bo'u Shodidim, The plunderers have come. So in the wilderness, hilltops is another translation of it, have the pillagers come. So they came from the high places. They came following the water streams. They came to destroy. Hicherav la'Hashem ochla miktzei eretz vad kitzei ha'aretz. Because the sword of HaKadosh Baruch Hu consumes from one end of the land to the other end of the land. Ein shalom l'chol basar. There's no escape. There's no peace for any flesh. Nobody's going to make it. Zar uchitim v'kotzim katzaru. They sowed wheat, but they reaped thorns. So you tried to plant wheat. So Rashi says this is tefillah. Because you didn't do your plowing properly with tshuva, with mitzvos, you just pray, you cry out in pain, no good. All you get is thorns. Not nechlu lo yoilu. They ache without relief. Didn't do anything for them. Uvoshu mitvu oseichem mecharonav Hashem. And they are either be ashamed of your produce, or they are empty of produce. They are embarrassed without produce. All of your increase, all of your efforts, where you hope to reap wheat, and instead you reap thorns. But the fierce anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be ashamed of what you've done. You should be terribly ashamed of what you've done, and you don't understand that until He destroys you completely and destroys everything. Never completely, not wiping us out entirely. But it's not good, and it's not going to get better for a while.